I have always painted. I painted as a child and I painted in high school. But I've always designed and painted and sort of made embroidery designs or used my art to design clothing or my household or something like that. Painting has become a passion for me. It's something I really love. I get totally lost in it. The time just flies by. I forget to eat or sleep or do anything. And what I love about painting is that I see the world differently. I really see the world in terms of darks and lights and textures. I see colors that I would maybe have taken for granted or just say, oh, that's beautiful. And I actually see it in a much more profound way when I'm painting it. When you dance, you feel the music, and there's a fluidity, and there's a line, and there's the shape of the body in space as it moves. I feel the same way about painting. I see shapes, I see movement, I try to depict it in a painting. When I dance, I'm interpreting someone else's choreography, I'm using someone else's music. When I paint, this is me. This is something that I've chosen. The subject matter is something I've chosen. The brush strokes are mine. It's my vision, it's my sense of color, my sense of movement. It's much closer to the core of who I am. I've always had a passion for color and light and impressionism particularly. Ever since I can remember, I was taken by the impressionist painters. These were the paintings that I wanted to look at. Those were the images that I would buy postcards of. These were the colors that I loved.
I don't really believe that my art is similar to Monet's art. However, I, like millions before me, have been moved by his paintings and have been excited by the textures and the rhythms and the freedom of expression that is Monet. And Monet is he started impressionism. He's the man that just said, paint what you see, not what you know.
I was given the most unique opportunity to go and visit Paris. I've always been a great fan of Impressionism, very much inspired by Monet's paintings. And I've had the opportunity to see them in various exhibitions around the world. But this was a very special occasion. We were able to go to Paris, spend the day in Paris, walk around the places that Monet would have walked around, and then go to Giverny, to his home and to his garden, and really experience what it was that he painted and why he was so moved by the light and the color and his passion for creating a garden that he could paint. I think it has to be every painter's dream to walk in the footsteps of a great painter and to be allowed to actually pull out your paintbrushes and be able to apply color to a canvas in that place. Well, Monet did some of his beautiful paintings on the River Seine, and I just wanted to see what it would be like to sit there on the banks where Monet had sat and where he'd painted, and I just pulled out my watercolors. And in fact, it wasn't really time to paint very much, but I just felt that I wanted to capture that moment. There was a sort of sadness that day, actually, on the Seine. It was sort of very subdued colors, and the weeping willows and the flowing of the water. I just wanted to see what it would be like to paint where he'd painted, to walk in his footsteps, and then, rather than painting in his style, paint in my own style. Thank you.